Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Max 6 Entrepreneurial Center right here in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you to the right people. And I'm very grateful for our friend and PR rep galore, Nicole Meiden, for today's introduction. We have Brandon Carnicle in the studio with us today, and Brandon is the founder and CEO of American Maintenance Professionals in Phoenix, and I cannot wait to get to know you better.
Thank you for having me on today.
We've already had just, you know, maybe 10 minutes of banter back and forth, and I can tell that you're a good guy and looking forward to hearing your story. So let's just get right started with it. Tell us, who is American Maintenance Professionals? And then I would love to hear your backstory.
Yeah, absolutely. So American Maintenance Professionals, we're an exterior maintenance and cleaning company. We provide pressure washing, window cleaning, parking lot sweeping, street sweeping, and parking lot line striping.
Did it start with all of that, or was there one aspect of that business?
No, it all started originally back with the pressure washing. That started back in 2005. I began cleaning some restaurants with a buddy of mine, and it just kind of spiraled from there and saw the opportunity and kind of just added the services as I grew my clientele.
I love it. And so I noticed in the information that you had shared with me, it says AMP Phoenix. Have you expanded? Tell me a little bit about that.
We are located in Phoenix, but we really service the entire state of Arizona.
Okay.
So we've worked with Chase Bank and Discount Tire, different companies where they have multiple locations all over the entire state that we go and service.
Fantastic. And how did you get started? Why power washing? And then you're shaking your head like, how many hours do I have, right?
I know. So it's just one of those things that was just completely an accident. I never expected, it wasn't a dream to grow up and, you know, be a contract cleaner or something like that. But I was working for a legal defense attorney and considering going to law school and chasing that path, and decided after I did a couple jobs with my buddy that I was going to leave law school, or not law school, the law firm.
Yeah.
And
it just happened.
It just happened. Yeah. It was just one of those things that just kind of happened. I never expected. I really enjoyed the entrepreneurial side of things and not working for somebody else and the regular 9-to-5 going that route.
And is your buddy still doing it with you, or?
No. I've actually had multiple business partners since then. So
same.
They don't always work out well.
Same. You know, you just got to be the steady ship and let them come and go and figure out what's next for yourself. So that's great. So how is it that people come to know you? Is it typically referral-based business? Are you great about advertising? What do you think the sweet spot is for more people besides an opportunity like this to get to know you?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, we spend a lot of time on marketing and reaching out to get that clientele. But once we have them, it's about building those relationships and then getting the referrals. So it's really a combination of both.
Mm-hmm. How do you do that? I can't imagine that with as many services that you offer, that you're on every job with every piece of equipment. So tell us a little bit about your team and how it is that you guys are so good about maintaining and building relationships.
Yeah, we have a really good team. Most of the employees have been with us for nearly 10 years now. And it's really about just taking really good care of our employees as well and building those relationships. It's more of a family than just an employee. We're not looking to turn and burn and go through people real quick. So we take really good care of them. They take really good care of the customers. And it's just a big circle of everybody taking care of each other.
It doesn't typically get any harder than that, does it? I mean, it does, right? You have to know how to build a business and price appropriately. And as you said, do the marketing things. A lot of times when I have folks come in here and have interviews with us, they really talk about, especially when they've been around for as long as you have, they talk about value and they talk about their core values. Do you guys operate with some sort of structure or theme that really resonates with your teammates and then extends on to your customers?
I mean, it's really about quality. We stand behind the work that we do. My employees, they're not about going out and doing just a, you know, quick pencil whipping type job. They want to do quality. They feel proud when they're done, after they've done the project, that it looks good. I've done projects where they come back and they're just down when they show up back to the office. And I'm like, is everything okay? And they're like, well, it just didn't come out the way we wanted. And it didn't look as good as we expected. And so they just really are all about quality. And that's how we take care of everything.
I love hearing that. And to have that longevity with people being with you for all those years, that really speaks volumes about who you are as a leader and the quality in which AMP represents. So talk about the expansion. It was power washing first. Walk us through what was that like for you and maybe the timeline a little bit. I'm very curious to learn how you went, again, from one service to, you know, really being there for businesses sure. in all aspects.
Yeah, so the expansion actually just came by opportunity as well. Around 2010, we'd gotten a large contract cleaning a lot of the Walmarts and Sam's Clubs around town. And so there was opportunity to do more than just the pressure washing. And so we started doing the window cleaning and we started doing the street sweeping as well. And so that's really when we expanded into that, was just because the opportunity was there. Kind of had all of our eggs in one basket for a short period of time. But, you know, with marketing and everything, we were able to expand and really grow our clientele with all the services. And they all go hand in hand. You know, it's one of those things on the commercial side, if they have one company that's pressure washing and then they have another company that's doing all these services, everybody's got to coordinate together. So when we come in and power wash, the windows get dirty at that time and you have stuff washing out into the road. So to be able to coordinate everything in house all at once really just seemed to make sense.
The power washing and the window cleaning makes sense to me. I'm looking at your card here. And how cool is that for lot sweeping and lot striping too? What was that like to learn that business? And again, brilliant business mind to say, listen, this is a one-stop shop. And if you want it that right, they don't have to have all the services, right? But tell us a little bit about how you entered into the lot sweeping and lot striping. So it was the Walmart thing as well, that big clients like that?
So the striping kind of came later on down the road. We just, you know, people would call us asking for referrals and we started subcontracting some of that work out. I really brought the striping in 2019. I actually have a partner on that side of the business on the striping side. So it happened to be the company that we were subcontracting and working with became my partner on that.
Brilliant. It just makes sense. And as you're chatting, I'm thinking about some business owners where a customer or client will call and say, hey, do you do this? No. Do you know somebody who does? No. Or maybe, yeah, and they refer it. It never clicks for them to add that service. Mm-hmm. I mean, a silly example, I mentioned to you before we came on air, a lot of my clients and guests were asking for a video for the first 4.5 years. And for a while, they're like, I don't know how to figure that out. And I'm like, finally, I had enough people ask me, I'm like, I really need to figure this out.
Yeah, right.
And then the next piece was the, you know, the micro content for social media. So little by little, I have that, you know, tap on my shoulder saying, grow, multiple income streams, you know, figure this out. So good for you. When you lay your head down at night and you're done with the day, you know you've done a good job when what? What's running through your head when you're like, oh, yeah, I like what I do and I like the people I do it with?
When I'm not laying there thinking all night and I just go to sleep. I know I've done a good job. It's those nights that you lay up restless thinking about what you could have done or should have done. Those are the nights that are rough. It's the nights when you just go to bed. It's great.
And some of the best compliments you might hear from customers or even internal teammates when, you know, you're walking away and you're like, yes, this is, I mean, and maybe you don't have those moments, but I'm guessing that you do. When you walk away from a customer or you read an email or some sort of testimony or something, and you think to yourself, yep, we're doing it right. What are you hearing back from those people?
It's really the feedback on our employees out there that are representing the company. I mean, we get regular reviews constantly of praises from the work that our employees do. It's usually them mentioning our employees by name of what they did on that property. So that's what it is for us.
The relationship is that strong. That, again, you wouldn't expect that from the service like yours. You know, kind of, it feels like, you know, you'd be secondary to what everybody's doing inside the store, the brick and mortar building, and they care enough about the relationship that they're calling people by name and thanking them. That's huge. Yeah, good. What's next for you? Is this, you continue to open and expand? Are there other divisions? What are you looking at as you grow?
Really, we're just, you know, we want to keep growing our clients here locally. I do have other companies that work hand in hand with this. So we also have a retail cleaning supply store that caters to the same industry. So we sell chemicals and window cleaning supplies and stuff like that, which is great for us because having that, we have the largest selection on hand for our team. So where other companies have to go out and source their products, we have a full store that our employees have full access to at all times. So we're able to, you know, have whatever is needed to take care of the job right quickly.
Again, so smart. I love it. So you mentioned Walmart. Are there other companies, and it may not be comfortable, but are there other companies that you would want to give a shout out to that you've had the pleasure of working with?
Gosh, the list is long. I mean, we've been doing it for so long, and we work with cities, we work with companies, we work with residents. So it's really a combination of everything. Some of the ones we're working with right now is ASU. We're working
ASU? I don't know them. Who's that?
little school I've heard about, you know. Republic Services, we, you know, lots of different restaurants. I mean, it's even on the residential side. I mean, we do a lot of work with celebrities and basketball players and ball players and, you know, people that we can't really mention
of
who
course.
They are. You know, they want some of that anonymity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
But that speaks to your reputation, Brandon, right? To have some really big names. And I didn't realize you did residential as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're an understated leader. You're somebody who leads from behind. Where did the skill set for leadership come, do you think? Not necessarily business or business development, but where do you think you cut your chops, or how do you cut your chops as a leader?
I think it's just an ongoing, you know, learning. I've just, when I decided to become an entrepreneur and run these things, I just became a lifelong learner. I read constantly. When I'm driving, I'm listening to audiobooks, and I'm just constantly trying to find ways to better myself, better my team, grow my company, and help others.
Mm-hmm. That's very evident. And would you say that's the same for business development and really knowing where to put your time and energy as well?
I'd say yes and no. I kind of have this passion for creating more and more businesses. Every time I have an idea, I open up a new notebook that becomes for that business, and then I start the LLC, and there's a file of the businesses that may come someday or may just end up in a pile for the rest of their life. But I'm constantly just looking at ways to grow and things to expand into, and I just kind of got that monkey mind that I can't get rid of.
Same. You know where my files are? On GoDaddy. I buy the URL, and they sit there for years.
Yeah.
And then when GoDaddy emails me and says, hey, this one's about to renew or it's about to lapse, I'm like, yeah, I'm not feeling it anymore, and I let it go. Or, oh, yeah, I probably ought to do something with that.
At least you let them go. I'm the same way with GoDaddy. I have hundreds of domains. So they're kind of like owning real estate, though,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
They might be worth something someday.
Someday. I just need to get some tenants in there, and then I'll be making some money. But that's not happening yet. All right. So when a client gets ready or a customer gets ready and they want to have a conversation with you about, you know, coming out and helping them with their needs, how does that start? Is it a phone call? Is it a visit? What does that look like?
Yeah. So they call the office. Tanya in the office gets all the information and gets them scheduled. And then she dispatches one of our account managers who goes out and meets them on site, does a property evaluation, and develops a program for them.
And do we have to make that decision? Like when they're coming out there, we have to make the decision and we're signing an agreement right then? Or can we have that conversation and then make that decision afterward?
Yeah, there's no pressure. I mean, you take the time and, you know, make the decision when the time is right, or shop around and find somebody. You know, we're not a fit for everyone. Some people are looking for, you know, just a cheap quality service out there too. Not everybody wants to pay for that high quality. And that's kind of where we differentiate ourselves. We're not out there trying to just get every job either. We're not proud to go out and just do a cheap, quick rinse job out there. That's not what our company is about.
Mm-hmm. And where does technology fit into this? I'm curious from a couple different aspects, from the service aspect mm-hmm. itself, like in any of the services that you offer, are there some cool things happening in technology?
Yeah, especially on the pressure washing side right now. Water reclamation is becoming a big thing. Different chemicals are now becoming much more greener. Everything's really got a much more greener, cleaner kind of initiative on everything right now. Really awesome products out there. There's a product that we just started using called a Bat Guard by FaithWorks. Basically looks like a long sock that you put around the drains, And when the water goes through it, it captures all the contaminants and it allows clean water to pass through into the drains. And it's being approved by EPA and cities. They're recognizing that it is a suitable product to prevent wastewater from going down in the drains. And then you have more expensive things where we're vacuuming up the water, running it through a filtration system, and then recycling clean water back into the system.
I had no idea. That's amazing. And then how about with when it comes to tech, you know, we always have a conversation, especially recently, about AI and the impact. Have you been dabbling or has your team been dabbling in AI? And if so, how does that has that benefited you guys?
No, 100%. Yeah, AI has been amazing. It's a time saver. It's more of a tool. It's not something that we just type something in real quick. It's still, you got to make it your own, but it definitely helps you generate, you know, messages and campaigns and emails and saves a lot of time. It's definitely been a huge time saver that frees up time to focus on other things.
Yeah, I found the same. And it's funny, as much writing as I do for LinkedIn and even just my own clients, I now can tell when someone's only using AI and they're sometimes not even proofing it. It has way too many little icons. Or
I hope this message finds you well.
Right. It sounds so typical. Yeah. And the beauty about AI, right, is that we can train it and keep training it to be more in line with our messaging so that, again, it's a more of a time saver down the road. So it's great to hear that you guys are using that in a positive way. Where are you? Do you have a location or more than one brick and mortar place? Where do you guys do your officing from?
So we're right off of the Durango curve, right off like 7th Avenue right there, just about a half mile south of there. So that's where the store is as well. So that's AZ Cleaning Supplies is right there, but we also run the service out of there. That's where we store all of our equipment and everything. We have a yard over there. And so.
And AZ Cleaning Equipment?
AZ Cleaning Supplies.
AZ Cleaning Supplies. Is that open to the public? Is it strictly for who is that for?
Yeah, it's open to both contractors and just a regular person who wants to go in there and get cleaning tools and supplies.
Yeah,
and we host a lot of classes and trainings there as well. So that's a big thing that we do at the store.
Okay,
as well.
Talk about that. What in artwork and singing? No, just kidding. Our conversation before it went live. You're not teaching artwork or singing. What kind of classes? Tell us about that. That's exciting.
So we're training other contractors. We actually have one next Tuesday, which is going to be with Trident. They are a concrete paver sealing company, and we carry their product. So on Tuesday, we'll be hosting a training on cleaning, sanding, and sealing pavers. We take contractors, we run them through beginner, intermediate, and then expert classes throughout the year. So every couple months, we're running a new class for people and pushing them through to get them certified and fully trained to go out there and do paver sealing and concrete sealing.
Fantastic. And how long have you had this education aspect of the business?
3 years now.
Wow.
And it's really just grown quite a bit. We started doing it just with Trident, and then we started doing it with other companies as well and other just industry leaders out there. We did one a couple months ago on gas station cleaning and equipment safety and public safety and chemicals and everything like that out there. We have another one coming up on April 1st, which is going to be on sales and marketing for contractors.
Brilliant. So. I'm loving this conversation. So this is kind of a different question. I understand the educational component, right, to be there for other people who are doing similar work and get the best products in their hands and knowing how to utilize them the best. How has that, since we've got a lot of listeners that are business owners, how does that positively impact you from the business side of things? You know what I'm asking? Like, I see how face value, it's there for vendors and other people who are serving businesses. Talk about why it's been so strategic from a business perspective.
Two things. One, it's really helped us set a standard in the industry. We've built a lot of really good relationships with other contractors. Instead of everybody trying to compete against each other, we can all work together. It's a ginormous city, and there's more opportunity out there than any one of us could ever handle. So it's really good to build those relationships and help each other out. Sometimes we need extra help from other companies that we can bring them in, or they can bring us in and we can help each other out. And to get everybody kind of on that same standard level of expectation and knowledge of how to you know, utilize the equipment, the tools, and the chemistry out there properly. On the other side of it, by training everybody how to use these, it brings in sales to the store as well. So the more that I can teach people how to use these products, the more they're going to come to our store and buy those products.
Yeah, and there's nothing to be bashful about when it comes to that. And it's that kind of conversation, Brandon, that I love so much in Phoenix Business Radio X, is that we have these kinds of conversations all the time. I could not be more proud of being a Phoenix business owner. And it's because people like you continue to say, there's enough business for all of us. Let's raise the bar on service and how we do work together, how we refer, how we collaborate, and also be in competition. I mean, competition is great. Sure. It's healthy. Yeah. But to educate and bring everybody up to the same level of service is a great mindset for the way we show up in the community. I noticed that you have, I think it was a BBB stamp on the back of your card. So you're a member of the Better Business Bureau. I can say that. Yeah. And then UAMCC, what's that?
That's the United, say the words.
I might have said it wrong. UAMCC.
It's the United Association of Mobile Contract Cleaners.
Okay, good. My eyes are way too old to be able to read that. Okay, and how long, and tell me what that association is for.
It's just another resource for contract cleaners where we can get education, learn about technology. They host events all over the U.S. And again, it's another place to bring people together, not just locally in the state, but actually in the entire country. So, you know, I have contacts all over the U.S. that we talk to each other if we have questions. And, you know, it really helps the industry as a whole work together.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts about expanding outside of Arizona at some point? I got a little wry smile. There.
There's been times I've thought about it and I've taken jobs out of state and we've done things. And so far, I've found that working in my own backyard is a lot more enjoyable right now.
Yeah.
As for the store, possibly on the southwest coast area, there's really not a lot of options. If you look back east, there's a lot of stores that cater to these industries. It's a much bigger market out there. So far out here, I'm really the only one in the Southwest that's really dedicated to the chemicals and the trainings and stuff like that. There's other companies out here that sell pressure washing equipment and window cleaning equipment and minimal chemicals and stuff like that, but it's a lot different than what we're providing.
My goodness, I have so many introductions for you. It's kind of ridiculous. I love it. What have I not thought to ask that you think, you know, would be important for our listeners? They're business owners. It's, you know, really most of our listeners are B2B. We've got a lot of folks paying attention and watching LinkedIn Live right now. No pressure.
No pressure.
I love that we keep using that word, no pressure. And I keep thinking of power washing.
Well, it's funny. One of our customers is No Pressure Power Washing. So just shout out for
it. Yes, I love it. Perfect. So no pressure. What else do you think a business owner would be curious about knowing about you guys?
So one other thing I'm really proud about that I developed is a product called Sweep Away. It's a three-step process for removing oil stains, and it uses no water. So it's no pressure washing system. It's quick. It's efficient. It's green. You put down a degreaser, and then we have an all-organic absorber that absorbs and draws the oils and hydrocarbons out of the substrate. And then we have an enzyme that we put on as a third step that digests and breaks down the remaining oils that remain in the pores of the surface.
You're a scientist as well.
With the chemistry and the storage, it's kind of happened. I wasn't very good at chemistry in high school, but I guess I am now.
I love it. And that's available retail, or how are you dispersing that?
Yeah, so you can buy it on our website, sweepawayusa.com. We also have it available in our store. In the store is the only place you can buy it in the contractor quantities. We have larger quantities for our contractors. Online, it's only available. It's really made for the homeowner. It's just a small box that we can ship out easily.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm blown away. You just seem like the kind of leader and business owner that does lay awake at night thinking of new ideas.
I'm too exhausted by the end.
That's good. But you've been at it for a while, and you just continue to look for lines of business and that sort of thing to grow, mm-hmm. right? And to make a difference on behalf of the industry and the people that you serve. It's very impressive. Not that I think it's coming anytime soon, but What does retirement look like for you? Like at the end of the legacy, is there an island you want to be hanging out on? Or is there something that you want to leave for your family? Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have something that drives us a little bit deeper within. Is there something like that for you?
I always tell everybody I don't ever plan to retire.
I say the same.
I have too many things that I'd like to accomplish. And I think I'd be bored if I was retired. I really enjoy building and creating and the challenges. So to me, I'll probably never stop.
They're going to have to like pull you back when it's time for you to go. Yeah. You're still going to be running strong. Well, Brandon, how can folks stay in touch with you? Do you spend any time on LinkedIn?
I do.
Okay. And so it'd be Brandon Carnicle?
Yep. You can find me at Brandon Carnicle. You can find our page, American Maintenance Professionals. There's one for every one of our divisions as well. AZ Power Wash Pros, AZ Window Cleaners, AZ Lot Sweeping, Straight Striping, you know.
All on LinkedIn.
All on LinkedIn, all on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
So good. Okay. Great. And the website is?
It's am-pros.com or amp.cleaning. Both of them will get you to the site.
Okay. My goodness. What a pleasure to get to know you. I'm hoping we'll have more conversations and make some strategic connections for you.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Max 6 Entrepreneurial Center. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean commercial cleaning and actually residential cleaning too. Until next time, I'm Karen Owicki. Thanks for listening.